All right. Hello, welcome. Sorry, couple minutes starting late. I'll be holding this meeting solo today, so sometimes it's a little more with the Zoom and the admin stuff. But first to say, I'm very pleased to see everyone here. I'm really happy to see people who have recently taken courses with Yahal and myself, people who maybe took them last year, some new folks who, on their own or in different contexts, have been working with Rob's practices and teachings and book, or possibly studied with Rob when he was alive. So I think we have a wide range, but all connected in this love of these approaches and these practices. So I'm really, happy to see you all. And to be honest, the primary draw for me for offering these sessions was something about starting to support spaces where this rich group of people, the practitioners who are so deeply committed, can just kind of be in the same space, sit together. Hear from each other, hear where these practices are landing, based on reports and what questions are coming up. So I don't know. That for me is a big part of the draw of this experiment of these summer sessions. So let's go ahead and go. I will be talking for the first half of the session, a little bit of teaching, some guided practices, and then we'll open up the space for questions and reports from the group. Maybe one thing to say, I'm going to be pitching what I am offering at sort of the level of a practitioner who's already familiar with these practices, vast awareness practices, anatta practices. So if you are not that familiar with them, but interested, you're welcome to stay. You're very welcome to stay. But some of the teaching may not quite have enough of a context to totally be helpful or make sense. I think that's really fine. I did a lot of my Dharma learning just kind of going in places maybe I didn't belong and sort of piecing it together over time. You know, the picture comes together, we find what we need. But I'm going to pitch it at a place and in a way for people who already have some experience with these practices. I'm leading for the sessions that we'll offer. I'll be leading the sessions that are the vastness of awareness practices and those guidances. And then Yahal will be leading guidance on the anatta practice next week, and we'll alternate. So most of the sessions, we hope to both be here. This was just an exception this week. So that's where we're going. If you are very new to these practices, I will just recommend one particular guided practice by Rob that you can find on Dharma Seed. It's from the 2010 Emptiness Meditations on Emptiness retreat, and the guided meditation is called Guided Meditation : The Vastness of Awareness. Sorry, I don't have it to paste in right here. But you can listen to that as just kind of, I don't know, if we could consider that particular guided practice as a kind of classic example, or maybe even a little bit of the kind of canonical presentation of this vastness of awareness practice. Lines up very well with how he writes about it and offers guidance in chapter 15 of Seeing That Frees. So this is really new to you. You might check in there so you have a sort of point of reference for what I will be offering, which will overlap, but maybe diverge in certain ways, or certainly emphasize certain aspects of the practice. So sorry Yahela is not here. Really happy to see all of you here. And we'll go ahead and begin. I'm going to offer first a short, playful exercise. Then I'll offer a short bit of teaching, less than 10 minutes, and a chance for us to practice together for, I don't know, around 30 minutes with the vastness of awareness practice, and then open up the space. So yes, this idea of an exercise, I don't know, I thought for these sessions, considering that the bulk of folks here will be already experienced with these practices as Rob taught them, I'm just kind of pulling out little playful pieces and ways to play with some of the capacities that are involved in practicing this way. Yeah, so maybe it'll be fun. Maybe it'll open up a little different slant on some aspect of the practice for you. Maybe not, but it will be short, so not much to lose. When I teach particularly guided practices, I often think of something that Rob said more than once, which is the only mistake a meditator can make is to always practice the same way. Yeah. So you can look at this, I don't know, this little short exercise will do both as a way to just kind of loosen up, settle in. It will be working with the experience of the physical body. So that can be very grounding and kind of a way to kind of set the tone for continuing to practice together for this 90 minutes. So I'll go ahead and start that. And maybe I won't ring the bell. So you can just go ahead and find a reasonably good sitting posture. Very fine to stand, very fine to recline, if that's what your body is asking for today. Just begin this short period of practice, this little playful exercise, by tuning into the sensations of the physical body. So the attention is including the whole field of the physical body. And within that, simply noticing the sensations that give us a sense of or make us aware of the body's presence. There'll be a range of them in different locations with different qualities. May notice sensations of contact, where the body comes in contact with the ground or the cushion or the chair. May notice the body resting on itself. A hand on a leg, for example. Where the clothing or hair touches the surface of the body. Maybe the difference in temperature, the air outside, coming into contact with the skin. It also may be noticing sensations related to the process of breathing, how the body moves as it breathes. The chest expanding, the belly moving. We may notice areas of sensation within the body. Some sense of weightiness or solidity. Pressure. Maybe some areas of tingling or vibration. Now, alongside the awareness of these areas of active sensation, where we sense something about the body's solidity or physicality, now including an awareness of the space between the things, the seemingly solid areas, the space between the active points of sensation, the active areas of sensation. What sense of openness or quiet or spaciousness might be sensed between the foot touching the floor and a sense of pressure in the knee. Just an example. So noticing different instances of this openness or spaciousness or quiet within the body. Small pockets, larger swaths of space or openness. Maybe a sense that these areas of openness or space are connected. A field of space, a body of space, in which these areas of active sensation are held. Like islands within the space, touched and held by the space. And maybe it is possible to open a sense that as the space holds and touches the areas of the body that feel solid, it also knows them. There's a quality of being aware to this openness, this spaciousness. The space freely touching all sides of these areas or points or swaths of sensation and knowing it as it encounters the objects of awareness. In this touching and in this holding, there is a knowing. And this knowing not limited to a single perspective. So not just a sense that the awareness is coming from above. This spacious awareness can come from below, around, encircling these areas of solidity or sensation. There may be areas of the body sensation that feel less dense, areas of tingling, vibration, or small dots of feeling. This spacious awareness is able to flow within, sense from within, in these more porous areas of sensation. The experience of the body held from within and without in this spacious awareness. The experience of the body known from within and without. Right. So for those of you who have practiced this way a lot, it's not the same practice, but playing with some aspects of it, maybe in a narrower area of focus, not that this encouraging the vastness, but something about the difference between the space and the sense of solid, and something about playing a bit with the, we could say, the perspective of the awareness, yeah, and just playing around there. If you're new to this practice, that's not necessarily how you will practice this way. It's more just sort of informing some possibilities, and then I'll offer a guided practice in a couple of minutes that is more the basic practice. All right, maybe I'll just offer a small bit of teaching. And again, I think this is very much for people who are already practicing with both of these practices, vastness of awareness and anatta practice. Just going to share a little bit about my thinking about these sessions or what I'm offering. That perspective is something about the interplay between these two practices. That just felt to me to be something interesting to look at, and in the kind of what I'm emphasizing in the exercises and the guided practices, to kind of just play around there. I think hopefully that's one thing that will come maybe from this format where we're kind of alternating for those of you who are, you know, really engaged with these kinds of practices, is just a way to kind of shake things up and open different connections. As a teacher, I tend to have a kind of dogged, I feel like I'm always trying to hammer out the the insight possibilities of any practice. It's just sort of a tendency I have. So before I go into this, I do want to say that one of the reasons this practice is so powerful and so effective, these vastness of awareness practices, is because they are really lovely. They can open up really lovely, nourishing perceptions. And that in and of itself has its own value. Yeah. Touching different senses of the consciousness, different mystical perceptions. This practice, it just inherently brings along some aspects of samadhi practice mixed into it. Yeah. So just to say that and to acknowledge that. And then I'll now proceed to kind of like pick it apart a little bit and just share a few points that I'm thinking about as I'm looking at these practices together. One is something that Rob articulates very well in his book, as well as in the emptiness retreat talks that he's offered. I'm personally kind of going through again the 2010 emptiness retreat talks. Been teaching from the book so much. They're really different. They're both great. But he articulates this point in different ways at different times about the relationship between the sense of space opening up and letting go and the presence of equanimity. Yeah, so practicing insight ways of looking, maybe three characteristics practices, including within that anatta practices. Often, it is possible to sense that one of the impacts of that is some sense of spaciousness opening. Maybe that's a sense that the awareness itself, the attention itself, has softened, opened, it's more expansive, more receptive. Kind of the opposite of the way that attention tends to operate when we're really contracted. So there's a quality of narrowness to it, yeah? So there's that sort of way in. We could say way in towards maybe this place of a higher degree of equanimity, where there's a sense of spaciousness that's present and necessarily less clinging somehow. One can also come in through this way of practicing, where actually the kind of technique in a way is finding for ourselves a way to engender a sense of spaciousness, yeah, which is different than working directly with clinging, I would say. Or no, it's not different. It's another way to do it. It's another way to work with the presence of clinging. And there's something about when we find for ourselves the way to move in this direction and open to a sense of spaciousness for ourselves, range of ways that can do that seems to me to be different for each practitioner, what supports that. Yeah, but when we learn that for ourselves, it's almost like you can step into a stance towards experience where there's kind of been like a baseline reduction in the clinging that's present, yeah, can make something else possible, including the possibility that if maybe anatta practice or three characteristics practices were not so available on a given day, we can come in from this direction, yeah, and start to play better with them after practicing a bit with this sense of vast awareness. So that's the first thing, and it's, for me, that's a kind of big picture consideration that each of us can look at for ourselves in terms of what shows up in our practice. That sort of connection can be interesting. Second thing, relationship to from the vast awareness practices and the anatta practice. When there is a sense of expansiveness to the awareness and a sense of space to experience, there's less of a need to pick and choose what one is attending to, yeah? That more can sort of come into view in a different way. And so it's not so much the kind of privileging and prioritizing and this is good, this is bad, you know, this sort of movement of the mind that is necessarily going on when there's a lot of clinging, yeah? So something about the possibility to be unburdened of this need to be so selective, for me, that's kind of shining a light on some interesting aspect of the process of self-building, yeah, in a way. So that's something that can happen with this way of practicing that for me is an interesting kind of insight angle to look at. It's also just a really helpful result of these practices in terms of how helpful they can be just to us as human beings with what we're dealing with. Yeah. If there's a way to sort of share the burden of holding and of knowing maybe what's going on in terms of emotional experience, our thoughts, different ways that we're contracted. It's really skillful, really helpful as well. That's a little bit the angle I'll emphasize in the guided practice today, is something about it really including the emotional experience and the thought experience, those aspects of the being that are certainly central to how we take ourselves to be, yeah, and how that can be impacted by the space. The second or the third thing, practicing with this sense of a vast and spacious, open, expansive awareness is a really different relationship to this, our sense of how we're aware, than what we might consider the sort of default way we kind of perceive awareness to be happening. Maybe somewhere through the eyes, the ears, something coming from the brain. This is a really different sort of perspective of awareness, you could say. Yeah. Part of, I don't know, just a real general way that I can look at anatta practice is doing something really different with the ways we habitually perceive. Yeah. Which will necessarily shine a light on the kind of sense that there's only one way, a singular way, an inherently existing way that this self thing happens. Yeah. So really different way of starts to really kind of poke at the habitual way we sense ourselves as subject and what we're perceiving as object. The last thing I won't talk about much because I think I'll talk about it at length in one of the other sessions. One of the perceptions that can open up is a sense that the objects of attention, the objects of perception, are of similar substance as awareness, the space which knows it. So what we're perceiving, not of a different substance, that's a very different spin on the kind of subject object. We could say the way that within conventional perception, that kind of sense of subject is here on my side, me, object is there, is really different. You know, things are very different relationship there. And for me, really interesting to explore that and kind of hold that, practicing these vastness of awareness practices. All right. I hope that was, it was short and just some thoughts on kind of where I'm playing. And then I'll continue in the other two sessions to kind of work from these connections for myself and what I offer. But now we'll have a time to practice a little bit longer, maybe 20, I'm a little behind. So we'll see how it goes. It'll be under half an hour though. And then we'll open up the floor. Great. Again, connecting to our meditation posture. If we are seated, just tuning into that sense of intention, uprightness in the body, if we are seated. Or standing. a sense of balance and groundedness if we're reclining. Maybe beginning where we left off with the attention, with the experience of our bodies. The sense of the whole body breathing. Oh, just tuning into whatever arises as the body's experience. Just receiving it with some kindness. A kind and delicate attentiveness. Including the whole field of the body within the attention, within the awareness. And just allowing the body's experience to be what it is. And when you feel ready, allowing this field of attentiveness to open even further. Just allowing it to expand a bit from the body as it will. Still including the experience of the body within this open attention. With the awareness free to expand, free to widen, open. From the body, including the body, but free to open as it will beyond. The sensations of the body still welcome, still known within this expansive field, this wider field. The space may bring even more of a sense of allowing or welcoming towards what arises in the body. It's a light and bright and delicate field of spacious awareness, including the body, opening more broadly. It's a generous and welcoming space. Plenty of room for sensations to arise and be known as they will. Seeing if it is possible to include within the awareness the sounds in the environment that you find yourself in. So the awareness open in all directions. Above, below, behind us, in front. This field of awareness receiving the sounds that are near, as well as the sounds that are distant. All included, all welcome. Is it possible, rather than focusing on this sound or that sound, or this sensation or that sensation, to instead be receiving the impressions of the sounds and sensations without effort? It's like drops of rain on the surface of a lake. Plenty of space for all to be known. No need to pick and choose. Receiving the sounds, receiving the sensations of the body's experience. Within this field of spacious awareness, thoughts may also arise. Plenty of space for those as well. They can arise, play out, disappear as they will. No need to get entangled. We are also welcome to be held within this generous, spacious awareness. Just as the sounds appear within this space, persist and disappear within this space, so too the thoughts, bursts of a certain kind of energy, received but not clung to. Still noticing or open to receiving the experience of the body. If there are any obvious manifestations of emotional experience, that too is also welcome. That too is also held. Whatever ways the emotions are known in the body, that too is also known and held by this generous, welcoming space. Letting everything come and go. Letting everything arise, persist, or disappear as it will. the sensations, the sounds, the thoughts, the felt sense of the emotional experience. Shimmering and flickering within this space, throughout this space. Nothing need be a problem within this spacious awareness. Everything, even contraction or resistance, maybe different impressions of the self sense. All welcome, all held within the space of awareness. In just a minute or two, I will ring the bell. So feeling free to close this period of practice as you'd like. May just be hanging out in this open and welcoming space. Or it may feel helpful to come back into the sense of the physicality of the body. As we transition to a period of listening and sharing. Maybe a sense of connecting to our intentions for practice. Why we are here, what we hope to offer. Thank you.